back to the home of explanations. Boy, was my timing perfect or what? Bobby's going, please put your headset on. Please put your headset on. It's like trying to herd cats here, and Bobby's doing a great job. Bobby Williams, thank you so very much. John Elliott back in the studio, thank you so very much. John will be stopping over, we sure hope, on the way back. He's a Nazareth boy, born and bred, I think. I know, many, many years. But John will be stopping in, so if you want to meet John Elliott, the lovely and talented John Elliott. All right, the talented part is absolutely true. We'll let the rest of it go. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, offering you 780 years of experience. How does the man do it? People think Bobby Gunther Walsh is amazing because he works all those hours. He's up every morning. 780 years of experience. I can't even explain it, mostly because it's a bunch of hoo-ha. Grab that microphone, put it close right up there. Good morning, Mr. Greg Grillo.
Good morning, Gene.
I understand you've already gotten in trouble here this morning.
I have. Got to be careful pounding on countertops around here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry? These are called headsets for a reason. What you're being... All right.
Make sure Greg's doing a good, no.
And these are your friends.
Yes, they're keeping a close eye on me this morning, Gene.
Apparently, you've already had some. It's your first open house.
Accidents happen.
Accidents. Well, as well we know, we hired Mark 6 years ago.
True.
So these things happen. For folks who have not yet been in the More Than Money World headquarters, you've been with us now
2 months.
2 months,
yeah.
And we've got to say that we're really, really lucky to have you.
Thank you. I feel the same. Blessed to be here.
It is great fun. You just blew my ear out there, brother. You gonna be okay? All right. Thanks. What do you think?
I love it.
Oh,
it's a second home.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way. It's the people.
Yeah, they make a difference.
Oh, how about it?
Yeah.
And not just the folks who work here, not just our great team, but the folks that we get to hang with.
Oh, fantastic.
These are the best people in the Lehigh Valley.
Yep. Just warm-hearted, no great people.
Oh, that's a great way to say it. They are warm-hearted. Absolutely. It's a great way to share a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Your wife's going to join us a little later?
She will be here shortly, yes.
Oh, very nice.
And as soon as she walks through the door, she'll get an earful.
Greg does spend a fair amount of his day hanging out with Mark Belsack, and I think that's all we really need to say.
That's enough. He's already rubbing off on
it. It explains quite a bit, doesn't it? We're having a great time. We're getting to share some delicious food, hot coffee, some tea, some fruit. But most importantly, we're having a good time and we're sharing some time. Yeah. Anything you want to say to you've already accumulated a fair number of clients in a short time.
You know, it's been wonderful. It's been more than I expected. Clients love it here. Folks love to reach out to us just to get our point of view on things. Mm. And it's a conversation. You know, it's a great place to work. I'm so blessed and happy that I'm here. It's a happy environment. And again, the clients come to us because they want help. Mm. We're here because we want to help. So it's a great fit.
Any message to your clients in the holiday season?
I wish them all the best. God bless all of you and enjoy the holidays and enjoy your family.
Very good. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
I'll steal that back. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Greg's been with us a couple months. And as is often the case when you're the new guy on the team, there's some tomfoolery that goes on. And Greg takes it with great grace. And we have he's absolutely right. We have a wonderful time. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Again, if you're just up and around this morning, you may not have heard the news that George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States, and served so many other realms in public service, passed away last evening at age 94. leaves behind a legacy, a political legacy. And we send our thoughts and prayers to the Bush family. You also undoubtedly have noted that the stock market, measured by the Dow, had a rather dramatic rebound. Whoop. See, accidents happen. A dramatic rebound this week as it gained 900 points. A very, very nice move in the correct direction after, nearly 3 months of downward movement. President Trump traveled to the G20 summit and ended up signing the final documents for our new agreements with Canada and Mexico. We've also got Japan exercising some appropriate inclinations to work out trade agreements with the United States as well. As well they should. The nations around the world recognize that dealing fairly in trade with the United States is a very positive thing indeed. And for those who are left kind of out in the cold, currently that we put China on that list of kind of being out in the cold. You don't really want to be out in the cold. You want to make sure that you are you're aligned. And President Trump continues to make inroads in balancing out the playing field for international trade, and we give him all our support. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Gentleman writes, my wife and I are 67 and 66, respectively. We will both retire in January of 2019. We've used our 401ks to save for retirement. I have about $700,000. He puts in parentheses, depending on the day. I get that. That is loud and clear. True dat, brother. She has just over $500,000, again, depending on the day. 401ks have been great vehicles to get us here. But if we had the choice, we'd really prefer to have pensions. Our companies don't offer pensions. Can we get pensions on our own? The answer is both yes and no. Can you get a pension? Can you set up a pension? Can you administer a pension? Can you literally craft a pension the way a teacher's pension is crafted, the way somebody who works perhaps in a major corporation is crafted? The answer is no. You can't do that. It's not legally permitted. But could you take the money that you have in your 401k and create what I would refer to as a private pension, kind of a turn of a phrase, by using investment tools that would literally guarantee you to the penny what your monthly income would be for the rest of your life, exactly like a pension? Oh, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, a lot of folks are not aware that absolutely is an option for you. So if you said to me, I have $700,000, depending on the day, and what I really would prefer is to have, I'm picking a number at kind of out of thin air, $4,000 a month. And I want to know that it's going to be direct deposit to my bank account every month for as long as I live, no matter what. Could you do that? The answer is sure. So before I finish the answer, Diane is back there dancing, and she's dancing and twirling. But Mackenzie's not dancing or twirling. And Sue and Stephanie are just fascinated. Okay, that's a whole different thing. I have no idea what's going on there. So bottom line is that if you said to me, I'd like to take my $700,000, convert it into a guaranteed monthly income for as long as I live, could you do that? Sure. Could you also set it up so it's guaranteed for as long as you live or your wife lives? The answer is sure, and vice versa. The answer is absolutely yes, you can do that. Now, before you get too excited, the real question, should you? That's the real question. Hey, Macarena. Sorry. That's a John Travolta thing you got going there. You got that whole... Okay. All right, never mind. The real question is, should you? You are both very young, 66, 67, very young. Likely you're going to be retired 35 years, plus or minus. Stay in good health, 35 years. So do you really want to lock in an income that's never going to go up for the next 35 years? The answer is likely no. Now, does it give you great peace of mind initially? Yes. 10 years from now, does it spend not quite as well? Yes. 20 years from now, you're going to be tight. So is it possible that what you want is some assurance that you're going to have a strong income, but also the opportunity for that income to grow? The answer is I would think yes. And in order to craft that, in order to design that, in order to put that into a structure that absolutely fits you and your wife, you've got to sit with a financial advisor, because you have to determine with real precision, how much money do we need every month? What income do we need so our bills are paid, we're happy, we're healthy? And once you know that number, that's going to guide you as to how much of this 1.2 million plus or minus you would want to turn into guaranteed income. Let me give you an example. Let's say that your target monthly income is $6,000 a month. Let's say for the sake of example that you and your wife will receive Social Security totaling $4,000 a month. That leaves a gap of $2,000 a month that if you don't have that coming through the door, that creates a real hardship. And as a result, that's the kind of the target number that you would like to guarantee. Would it make sense then to carve out of the 1.2 million enough money to create this $2,000 a month that you absolutely positively have to have, and then invest the balance that you might have left in something that would grow, so that in later years, 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road, you could draw a higher income from that other piece. If that makes sense, then, Greg, would you do me a favor and ask Mark to give me a glass of water, please? Thank you. If that makes sense, and you wanted $24,000 a year, thank you very much, sir. Very kind of you. If that makes sense, you would need to carve out roughly $450,000 to $500,000. That would guarantee $2,000 a month for as long as you and or your wife should live. And that then says $700,000 can be invested perhaps in a more growth-oriented platform, perhaps as a set of mutual funds or stocks or ETFs, etc., so that at later points in your life you can look forward to higher rates of income. You might even decide to layer some investments that come due, say in 5 years, some that come due in 10, 15, 20. And there are some very interesting platforms, investment platforms, that would do exactly that. So that not only would you have the guaranteed income that you need currently in the form of, in essence, a private pension, but you could also look forward to a time where your income would be automatically increased as these other platforms come due. And one final thought about this question, not a final thought as in I'm going to expire any moment. That's not what I'm saying. One final thought about this question. There is a product called a QLAC. Oh my God. How am I supposed to do a radio show? This you should be here. I'll invite you here momentarily. Let me finish this question. There's a product called a QLAC, Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. And it says something very, very interesting. It says if you have some money inside your 401ks or your IRAs that you wish to make sure that when you turn 85 years old, that you have a tremendous income stream, you can carve out a piece of your IRA and invest it receive nothing in this case for the next 18 years. So let's just pick a number and say we carve out $100,000. We receive nothing for 18 years. And then at age 85, it kicks in, and that gentleman could receive approximately $50,000 a year for as long as he lives. So you take 100, you basically remove it from your account for 18 years. And then assuming that at age 85, you're still healthy and happy. And let's say you live the next 15 years. You traded 100,000, zero for 18. You got back 50,000 a year for 18 years. You got back $900,000. Turn 100,000 into 900,000. That's a pretty cool trick. Something to think about. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. You're really sorry you missed some of this silliness here. We are at the More Than Money World Headquarters. We are in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth, and we invite you to join us. 4505 Hanoverville Road is what you will enter into your GPS, and then you will motor across the Lehigh Valley and turn north on 191 from Route 22 a mile, turn left. We're a quarter of a mile on the left. It is easily identified by the Jeep Liberty, fully wrapped in glorious WAEB colors, parked right out front. And please come and join us. Plenty to eat, plenty of great folks to meet. What I'm particularly impressed with is how the entire More Than Money team is mixing and mingling with themselves. It's kind of interesting. Can we get some maybe photographs over here? Or I asked the wrong person. This can only go horribly, horribly wrong. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. More Than Money Online. .com. Very interesting email we got this week. My wife and I sit on the board of a local nonprofit. The director is a good friend and has been running the program for more than 20 years. In that time, the program has grown significantly. We, parentheses, the board, thinks we're at the point where our nonprofit will really take off. But we have what we've identified as our three main challenges: grant writing, public relations, and planning. Again, goes on to say, none of us have ever done anything like in any of these three. Where does a growing nonprofit go to meet these kinds of challenges? Wow, fabulous. We are very proud to say that our More Than Money family, the folks who are part of our More Than Money family, have started more than a handful of wonderful nonprofits through these hands. Bobby and I have been at the their October craft show many, many times, helping them raise funds. They've done an amazing job moving medical supplies, medical equipment from where they're no longer needed to where they're desperately needed. They have sent medical supplies and equipment to, oh gosh, at last I heard, more than 60 different countries around the world, and of course throughout the United States. During Katrina, they sent truckloads of assistance. All started one person and her husband. One person and she insisted on dragging her husband along. So it's, God bless her. And now it has grown dramatically. Laughing at my nightmare. Oh, Shane and Sarah Burkaw. Well, Sarah Usanoff, Shane Burkaw, Sarah, formerly known as Burkaw, Usanoff, just wonderful young people who have done amazing things. So let's turn our attention back to the question, grant writing. Grant writing is a specific, highly technical skill. It is not something that amateurs do. So when you say this is something we at the board have never done, you're never going to do it, because writing grants is a huge skill. I would recommend you seek out other relatively smaller nonprofits and either band together hire one grant writer to write grants for maybe 5 or 6 or 7 smaller nonprofits, or approach a larger nonprofit and maybe be able to piggyback on their grant writer, or find a retired grant writer who might be able to give you some assistance part-time in retirement. That would be a really good way to go. Public relations. I would be looking for a public relations company that does pro bono work. And look for a public relations company that believes in your mission. So if you're looking at Laughing at My Nightmare as a good example, Shane's mission is to help other folks who have those developmental physical challenges so that they can live a fuller life. There are lots of PR firms out there run by wonderful people who would love to get involved in that kind of an organization. And rather than writing a check, they can do barter. They can help them with PR. They can help them with marketing. They could do the same thing for you. Big picture planning is a real challenge for most nonprofits. Big picture planning requires that you kind of go from we've been flying by the seat of our pants for all these years to we really have to have an understanding. What's the next 3 years look like? What's the next 5 years look like? What does it look like when the founder, the original person who got this whole thing started, is no longer there? That requires, again, a planning skill. Where I would recommend that you go, I won't get them all. Geez, Lafayette, Lehigh, Moravian, Muhlenberg, Cedarcrest, thank you. DeSales, we got them. We have such amazing academic institutions. By the way, that's just the 4 years. How about Northampton Community College? How about Lehigh County Community College? Fabulous organizations, many of which have professors, have entire departments. This is what they do. They do strategic, long-term planning, profitable or for-profit, non-profit. And again, would it be a tremendous opportunity maybe for a graduate student in the area of non-profit management or public administration or an entire class to be able to adopt your program as the opportunity to really dig in, roll up your sleeves, get their hands dirty on something that really, really matters. Yeah, that'd be really, really cool. So you're looking to accomplish three incredibly important components of a growing nonprofit, but understandably, you're looking to do it on the cheap. So enlist as much volunteer help as you can, but make sure that the volunteer help is the highest quality advice that you can possibly get. And let us know how you make out, because we've helped others in the past. We'll probably help you too. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Natalie Merchant tells us we've got to take our last break of the show. That gives you 25 minutes left in this edition of More Than Money, but the rest of the morning to come join us here at 4505 Hanoverville Road in Bethlehem. We welcome you. We'll see you shortly and back soon on More Than Money. But welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, being paid attention to by basically no one. They have a radio over there that they can listen to the show. So they turned the volume down so it wouldn't interrupt the tomfoolery. But we have important work to do here. We are here to serve you this morning, and we have 25 minutes left in this edition of More Than Money. So if you wish to ask a question, 610-720-7900. That's the number that Carla has called. So we say, good morning, Carla. How may we serve you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about Obamacare subsidy through the marketplace. When I applied... they allowed me to give my adjusted gross income as the amount to see if we qualified. And unfortunately, by doing so, I was erroneously awarded a subsidy of over $1,000 a month. And now that I'm looking for next year, I started reading more. And my husband had been on Social Security, and our adjusted gross income is figured, you aren't taxed on your entire Social Security income.
True.
So really, when you apply for a subsidy, they have a special formula, which apparently the people that man those phones aren't aware of. And I realized we didn't qualify. We were over the amount, not by much, but enough. And now when we reconcile that, which is done with Obamacare through your income tax, when we do our income taxes, we're going to have to pay back $13,000 to the government.
Goodness.
And they didn't even require any proof of income. Like, I would have hoped, had they required us to send in a copy of the income tax, somebody there would have recognized the error, but nobody did. And when I called them, they don't even understand their own rules.
Well, sadly, as is the case with almost any governmental program, the responsibility for understanding the rules rests with, according to the lawyers, the courts, it rests with the taxpayer. And even if you've been given bad information, folks, sadly over the years, have discovered that often Social Security the administrators have given bad information. IRS often has given bad information in response to requests for assistance, and in this case, the folks that represent the exchange have given you bad intel. You can certainly apply for relief, for a waiver, and explain that you were given bad information. I would do that because number one, it doesn't cost you anything to try, but I wouldn't expect that you're going to get relief. So it is insanely unfortunate that your misfortune has been caused by the folks who are theoretically there to help you. So I'm at a loss to give you anything more than just a glimmer of hope that if you apply for the waiver, you may get some relief.
Who do you apply for a waiver with?
Yeah, the exchange itself, and thereafter, because this is all being reported on your tax return, the IRS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you have your taxes professionally done, or do you do them yourselves?
Well, I will. We used to have a CPA doing them, and I was going to do them ourselves this year, but I don't think I'm going to because of this.
I would agree. I think you would be very well served having either a CPA or a enrolled agent, they're referred to as an EA, prepare your tax return and assist you in requesting the waiver.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, Carl, I don't think I helped very much, and I wish I could have done more, or at least more immediately. But absolutely use a professional, and with a little bit of luck, this may turn out better than what we fear.
I hope so. But, you know, at least you took my call, and other people maybe will be aware that they can't trust people when you call up on the phone for the marketplace.
You're very kind.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. God bless. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. Merry Christmas. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We welcome to the microphone the dulcet tones, Mr. Mark Belsack. Good morning, sir.
I don't even know dulcet means.
Nobody knows what it means.
Oh.
It's something that people in entertainment always say, but no one knows.
I think it's important to announce first before we go that Greg broke the manger. he's not even paying attention.
No, because
Greg broke the manger.
They have,
just have to announce to all of our audience.
They are huddled around a radio, and then they cleverly make sure that they turn the volume down.
Yes, of course.
So that when you announce that Greg broke the manger.
He did.
I need to be clear. I need to let you know that you're in error. He did not.
He was previously broken?
No, Greg broke. Greg broke the manger.
That's correct.
And I'm not even sure if Greg is still here.
No. We went through an entire staple supply order putting it back together. So come on down and see our refixed brand new kind of manger. That's incentive. That's almost like a radio tease kind of. Please stop.
Exactly. I'm certain it was something kind of like that. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark is indeed. He's inviting you to come join us in the More Than Money World headquarters, 4505 Hanoverville Road, and head in this direction. We'll be here for the next couple of hours welcoming folks and sharing some. Scott Besser's over there, and he's got the dulcet tones of Scott Besser on the keyboard.
Hey, it's really great. So this is the first year that we've had all of the, I guess, the gathering, the food and everything in the new area.
Yeah, they are expanded.
Of the office. I'm used to being in the conference room that I usually use, and it's so much better. Wide open, and it's very inviting. It's great.
And we understand a little bit later that Bill Maughan's going to be singing tunes.
Usually when I do any kind of singing, it's usually on the overloaded breaker, so all the power goes out. I don't know. He might be. I don't know what he's going to be singing.
There was some discussion about Bill and Stephanie singing duets.
That would be very entertaining. So come down to see our fixed manger and Bill and Stephanie.
And enjoy dulcet tones. Sound or voice so gorgeous, you just have to listen to it again and again.
Thank you. That's me. Dulcet tones. Can I put that on my business card?
I don't even think you know how to spell it. So, no, I don't think
D-U-L-C-I-T?
D-U-L-C-I-T.
C-E-T.
Oh. Not I-T.
All right.
610-720-7900. But before we get too far along, another great year.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Our clients are the best.
Yeah, it's especially been a really great year, certainly adding Greg to staff. You know, he's a wonderful addition. He's been partnering up with me on a lot of clients. So many of my clients have had an opportunity to meet him. But it's just, you know, we already had a great family, so it's just one additional member to add to that. So it's been fantastic, helping lots of people. Wonderful year.
And if you wanted to send a message out to all the folks listening that are part of your specific More Than Money team, what would you say?
I would say Merry Christmas. I would say certainly, not to kind of keep the business hat on, but with the markets being how they've been, don't hesitate to give a call, even though it's around the holidays. We're still here working hard, but we're always here to help, and hopefully everyone has a blessed year.
Fantastic. Before you get too far along, and we've covered the business side, a lot of folks out there have heard over many years you talk about your sons.
Right.
Why don't you give our audience a little update? Where do we find these boys these days?
Chase is probably still asleep. he's freshman year in college, so anyone with college kids, you understand that. He's down at Towson, Maryland.
Oh, very nice.
Freshman year in the sport management program, so he's really enjoying it down there. Zane and Slade are probably rumbling around. Zane's got work. Zane has work at noon.
Wow.
So he's going to be working, and Slade is, I don't know if I'm going to take a guess, he's probably playing Fortnite.
Slade is 12, 13?
He's 12.
He's 12.
Yeah, so Zane's. All right, so here's this one. I've been here 6 years. This is going to throw you for a Zane's going to drive in January.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
So if anyone's in the Morris County area, somewhere around January 22nd, I'd probably stay home.
Or, do what the tugboats do. Just start hanging those spare tires off this all around your car.
That's right, exactly.
Just.
No, so everyone's great. He's starting to think about college, which is also interesting as well.
Has he thought about what he might major in?
No. Although, ironically, I may have this conversation with you in a couple months because he did one of those, the tests where it kind of lets you know what careers you might be
good
at.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll give you two guesses, and your first guess doesn't count. What career he might be apt to excel in.
Fashion designer.
Absolutely correct. Yes. But number two was in business or a financial advisor.
Oh, so very nice.
I may drag him in for a week, kind of see how things go. But, yeah, it was pretty interesting. So he's not really sure. He knows where he wants to go to school geographically.
Hmm.
That's about as far as we've gotten. So,
and geographically, he wants to stay local? He wants to go further afield?
We've narrowed it down to, like, Virginia to South Carolina. So I may need a roadie buddy to go visit Coastal Carolina and Myrtle Beach. I hear there's nothing to do down there.
Gosh, there's so many great schools down there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So we're in the narrowing down process, but that's fun stuff.
And if he ends up at Carolina, that would be following in the old guy's footsteps. That wouldn't be a terrible thing.
Which old guy?
That's a good point. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And we invite everybody to come over, stop, say hi to Mark and Greg and the whole team.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 610-720-7900. We're going to go online, and we're going to talk to Sharon. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. It's so wonderful to talk to you this morning. Don't have a question for you, but I do have a message, and I wanted to take the time this morning to wish you and Diane and the entire MTM family. We have been clients for probably about 5 years now. Unfortunately, we've never been able to come to this event, and I'm hoping one day that I can.
Good.
But I wanted to wish everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas and a healthy and happy, prosperous New Year. We do have an appointment coming up this week, but we don't always get to see everybody. And so I wanted to make sure that you knew our well wishes to everybody and how much you all mean to us. You've helped us through a lot of different things over the 5 years that we've been together. And it means a great deal. And I just wanted to, like I said, convey that to you and let you know how important you are to both Robert and I. And we hope we can continue our relationship many, many more years. And one day we're going to come to see you on the party.
That'd be even better.
It would be. So I just wanted to take a few moments to wish you all very well. Merry Christmas. Happy, healthy New Year.
Thank you so very much.
How much you mean to us.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's wonderful. God bless us. 610-720-7900. We go back to the phones. We talk to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. Before I ask you the question, I must tell all your audience, the kiffles are fantastic here. Gene, what's your opinion on putting a 3 or 4 year old as a beneficiary for an investment?
Yeah, generally, Jim, we wouldn't recommend that. We would tend to name either a guardian, a parent, a custodian. A 3 year old can't legally take ownership of an investment asset. So, even if you did name a 3 year old as a beneficiary, it's going to create some challenge at your passing, because they will need to establish either a guardianship, a parental relationship, an account that a person of legal age can oversee until that child is of age. So if you're in good health, for example, let's say I'm at my age in great health, have a 3 year old that I wish to benefit, and I figure I'm going to live another 20 or 30 or 40 years, then go ahead and name. The likelihood by the time they receive the money, they're going to be of age of majority anyway. If, on the other hand, you're not 100% sure about that, I would make sure that I'd be looking at a legal entity that's governed by either a parental influence or a guardian.
Very good. Thanks, Gene. Now I'm going
Thank you, sir.
Have another couple.
There you go. God bless. 610-720-7900. We've grown, so now they're calling from the other wing. They're jamming kiffles in their mouth, and they're calling from the other wing. That's,
No one hangs out here.
No, how about it? That's the kind of the one thing we didn't think about, because we've always traditionally been in this space when we do our radio show. And yet by taking everybody that direction, I'm a little lonely, Bobby. Speaking of Bobby, if Bobby Gunther Walsh is listening, I hope that he heads this direction and stops in and says hello. He's always welcome. So many of the folks who stop and ask for Bobby, and Bobby's a dear friend, and shockingly, he's in the midst of a radiothon. That never happens with Bobby. It's just so brand new for him. He's trying to get his his bearings. But the Children's Home of Easton, I guess we're about halfway through. Two more weeks, right? So lots of opportunity. If you have the opportunity to do two things that you would find, I'm certain that you would find beneficial. Number one, listen to Bobby Gunther Walsh every morning. You'll learn a lot, without a doubt, and have an awful lot of fun while you're doing it. And number two, if it fits your giving, if it fits your charitable plans for the year, the Children's Home of Easton would greatly appreciate and greatly enjoy your support. The stories that we've heard, not just this year, but many years running, of the successes that have come out of unthinkably bleak circumstances, and yet men and women that have come from the Children's Home to do amazing things and create great family lives for their own families is impressive, just beyond belief, the work that they're doing. The stories I heard this week from foster parents, oh, what love, what compassion that they share with these children. One young lady, child of three, child of one, foster parenting. Goodness. So if you would do me the great favor, spare a few minutes each morning and spend it with my friend Bobby Gunther Walsh, and particularly over the next couple of weeks, if you can find it in your heart to share some of your blessings with children that so desperately need it, that would be fantastic. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. I don't want to run short of time, so I want to take the next few minutes. I'm guessing that we're going to zero out at about 58, so I'm thinking we have 4 or 5 minutes. As you heard Mark Belsack so wonderfully say, we are blessed, and we have so many people to thank. It's been an amazing year, and for anyone who has dealt with me specifically or directly, you have heard me say more often than you can remember that I don't do any actual work. I have the most amazing team, a group of individuals who have not only transformed this office into a Christmas wonderland, but every single day of the year serve our clients at such an incredibly high level that it's staggering. I say very special thanks to Diane, of course, Connie, Sue, Stephanie, Megan and Alyssa, who spend a great deal of their non-college time with us, Mark, Daryl, Bill, Greg, fantastic advisors who literally love their clients. Our partners, Mark Basak, our Social Security expert extraordinaire, Mike Pompey, our insurance expert extraordinaire, Rob Pinnell, helping so many of our clients with their estate planning and to be fair, other legal issues. We have great partners, financial partners, the Charles Schwab Organization, Strategic Financial Alliance, and so many other financial partners. And, of course, our More Than Money WAEB radio family. WAEB has been home to More Than Money. I think we're in our 18th year. My good friend Bobby Gunther Walsh and I have traditionally spent some part of almost every Saturday for 18 years together. And we've annoyed the living bejeebies out of each other and also shared great love. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. Bobby Williams, always doing a great job. Always, not, he's not just a radio guy. He's part of our More Than Money family and helps us in so very many ways. And back in the studio, Mr. John Elliott. John's been with us literally from day one. And could not have a more supportive person, a person more dedicated in making sure that More Than Money's as good as it can possibly be than Mr. John Elliott. So I wanted to thank all those folks. I didn't want that to go quickly. I only have a moment left. So in a moment, I invite you to come join us. We're in the Holy Lands, 4505 Hanoverville Road, and come enjoy some treats, have a cup of coffee and a cup of tea, a little punch, and get to meet everybody. We welcome you. And we also say thank you to each and every one of you, whether we've met or whether we've just shared some airtime together. You are the reason I get up at O Dark 30 every Saturday morning and head to the studio to share as much of my 780 years of experience as I possibly can to give you as much financial advantage as I possibly can. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I wish you happy holidays. I wish you Merry Christmas. I hold all of you in my prayers, and I hope to see you here in the next couple hours. And if not, we'll see you next time on More Than Money. I'm giving.